dial star 611 for assistance.
We get signal, main screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about Hackers Places. This air level radio program about Hackers Places.
And a good evening. It's Thursday, June 7th, 10 o'clock, Central European Summertime. This is GMC and this is Eindbaas Radio with Frans.
Woo!
And we will not be hearing him tonight again because Krasin is also here.
Hey!
Hey! And you're going to do the talking.
Yay!
Excellent. Just back from New York, actually, Blipfest. But before we go into that, I think you have something else to share with the world.
Yeah, we got like a special new release from Xyce, the guys from Groningen, Xylo and Seror, who probably are familiar in the demo scene and chip scene. They're releasing a new album, well, really shortly. They're working on the last
mixing
and stuff. But yeah, we're going to play one new track of the new upcoming album.
Cool.
Here it goes.
Exclusive. Nice, classic, happy.
Can't wait for the rest.
No. So this was Xyce.
Yes, it's xyce.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It was a bit hard to find for me the first time you mentioned this because I had no clue how
well,
to spell it.
Well, I think everyone is pronouncing it differently as well. I don't even know if I pronounce it right. And I know the guys. I mean, everyone is pronouncing it different.
Well.
I think even they are.
So, what are we going to do next?
talk about Blip Festival.
Blip Festival. Yes. Because that was 1.5 weeks ago.
It started about 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. We went to your favorite Einbass team went to New York 2 weeks ago. And we went there for the Blip Festival, which was took place for 3 days with 30 artists.
Wow.
This is the biggest festival in the world about chiptunes. So we had to be there, just like last year. And we thought, well, if we are in New York anyway, why don't we do an Einbass in New York? And so we did. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
And about Blipfest, there were like a lot of 30 artists. I mean, you know pretty much everyone, I think, but...
Yeah, the thing is with Blip, once you're there, you it's like impossible to not like get to know each other because when you know everybody anyway through from Facebook and from internet fora and from music that you hear, and then you start matching the faces with their music in reality, and also you immediately also recognize the fans and like, oh, you're that person, oh, you're that artist, so great to meet you. So it's we actually have the feeling that we know everyone now. So, but we did some amazing discoveries musically. Yeah.
Oh, so even some artists you didn't know already.
Yes, especially that.
Well, even if you like know the name or you know a couple of songs, it's always like a different experience when you see them live. And like a lot of artists don't really put out new material all the time. So they've been working on the latest material and they blow you away on stage. Like, wow, he's really changed or he's really grown into something so much better, you know. So right. It's always a surprise. There are always surprises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any surprises for us with you? Or?
Yes. Yes. So, what are we going to start with?
Well, I think like the first day was like a lot of acts that we already knew, like acts like Kodak, who played also at the last Einbass, George and Jonathan, who we already played on the radio a lot of times. Null Sleep's set was actually amazing, but this is one of the artists who like his new music, he doesn't release it, so it's like nowhere to be found.
Okay.
But he's also one of the guys who organizes Blip, actually. So he has a big advantage of playing every year because it's his own festival. If I was him, I would play there every year. But his set was actually really mind-blowing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we want to start with a song by Chris Kaiser because we were really blown away by him. We didn't expect that. And we got a song together with our good friend Adam Gets Awesome. It's a collaboration for the Chip in Japan album, which was released for the disaster in Japan. You know, it was like sold as a... How do you pronounce it?
Yeah, the profits of
exactly.
Went to...
So let's just go from there. We'll be right back. Sorry, that was a stunningly ending.
We were so much enjoying it that we didn't take into account that the song actually ended.
Yeah, well, the Chris Kaiser, this was on, he performed on Lip Day 2. And he was such a joy to watch because he was really, 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 well, making really strong music, really pure and really purely Game Boy. But he was enjoying himself so much. He was jumping up and down, and he was just really a joy to watch above of the really great quality. Another amazing highlight on day two was Bitshifter. Bitshifter is like Mr. Blip. He's actually the guy who all started it. A lot of the chip scene, he started out by really pioneering. Like, how many years ago was that?
I have no idea.
Too long ago. No idea. He put up an amazing, amazing show. He's also, as one of the Blip organizers, he's also playing every year. But I think I've seen him a couple of times before, including at our own Eindbaas show here in the Netherlands a couple of months ago. But this show is definitely one the best Bitshifter show I've ever seen. He sang at almost all his songs, like vocally, and he's a really good singer too. He's like not only an amazing game artist, but he's a really, really good singer. He has a really really well-trained, strong, yeah, pop voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really poppy. Yeah. So
and there were some amazing visualists as well. Yeah. Like during Chris Kaiser, it was Enzo, which actually is one of the first visualists I know. Well, mostly like from his graphic design work, which is amazing. And during Bitshifter was Betsley Adams, who also did like a special VJ set for Monadir on the third day, and was like really suited the whole vibe of Monadir. It was amazing stuff.
What was it like set up? What kind of hall? Last time it was in more like an industrial.
Yeah, it was last year was at iBeam. It's sort of like
a warehouse.
It's actually a sort of museum exhibition.
Art space. Yeah, yeah. This year it was a whole different deal because we were in this like really, yeah, classic kind of New York theaters, you know, what you see in the movies, with a big sign on the street saying Blip Festival 2012, and
with the lights.
Yeah, almost. But inside, lots of red carpet. For the Dutch listeners, it was a bit like a venue like Tivoli Oude Gracht. Really classic.
Maybe more Heineken Music Hall.
No.
I would say
no. I'd say Tivoli Oude Gracht. Really, really high ceilings. No balconies though, but okay. With theater seatings in the back, you know, like mm-hmm. going up.
A complete different experience than last year.
Mm,
but in some way good, in some way like bad. Like the sound wasn't always that what I would have expected from this kind of festival, but okay. You know, we had fun anyway, you know, it was amazing. Yeah, anyway, so.
Yes, well, lots of security also, and let us get this over with.
let's go to another highlight of second day, Omadaka.
Yes, he was my number one favorite act of Blip 2012.
Should we start amazing with the song and explain the experience afterwards?
Yes, let's do that.
We'll be right back.
Tomodaka.
That's something else.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
I actually like it. It's the staccato. I don't know what you say, but the blippy, that's cool. It's cool.
Well, it's like, yeah, for the whole experience, you should have been there. Like, he does like everything himself, like visuals, and he has this little show where he has two TV screens on the side on his height of his head, where this.
Well, there was a geisha on it, all of the time, and she was like,
she's singing the lyrics
in a sort of traditional Japanese voice, and it's a multi people production. It's not just a guy with Game Boys and gear standing on the stage. It is a production. This is a whole theater. It's every song has its own video clip, and it's amazing. Every video clip is really great. It's a really rich show. Definitely my favorite of whole Blip 2012.
A bit like the Crazy Finnish guys we had at the last Angbast, the Desert Planet.
It's not comparable,
but in a way, like how they sort of try to make the complete show theirs, like the complete evening, everything that's happening, they have to control it, right? You know, and everything is sort of thought up in the beginning, so like how it's supposed to be. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, this guy took chip music in general to a whole higher level, or new level, to a whole new level. This could only be Japanese. It was so weird. You should have been there.
Yeah, you're just. I was viewing on your laptop where you showed me. I think it was from Blip Tokyo 2011.
Yeah.
So that sort of gives. If people are listening want to see it also, they can go to YouTube, right?
Yeah, but they still cannot experience it like.
Yeah. Okay.
Being there.
It was magical.
Anyway, shout out to Blip. Next year, more Japanese artists.
More Japanese artists.
Because
weird
these
stuff.
Guys are from Japan.
Well, it's only one guy.
Okay.
It's only one guy, but like I think like a whole lot of people worked on this show.
Yeah, probably on the visuals.
You can see that this is a lot of work.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, closer of night two is Klazin's favorite.
Oh, Red Lip. He is a
Red Lip
party monster. Yeah, the guy who wrapped day two up, Red Lip, he has a lot of personae. Red Lip is like one of those, and he's extremely talented. And this persona of a guy called Karl Patzinski, I think, if I pronounce it right, he has this sort of synthesizer party music. It's very 90s.
It's just raw electro.
Just listen to this.
But he's also the guy behind Doomcloud, which I played last time. He's also the guy behind Sadness, which is like singer-songwriter with I think an NES. He has a lot of he does lots of different styles. Anyway, let's play a song by
synthesizer
Red Lip. We'll be right back. That Beat Blast from Canada.
Perfect music for a little party on the roof.
Yes. He played actually three times.
At Blip.
This year. Well, no,
oh,
this year.
What? This year?
Well.
No, no. He played Blip. He played Einbar's New York thing. We booked him before Blip did. But he's he played two times in New York, but he's going to play at the next Einbars 14th of September at Echo.
Excellent.
Einbars the 10th anniversary.
Jubileum ADT.
Yes, we got some surprises for you there, so be there.
Cool, yeah. Well.
Well.
Yeah. Bit blown away by this. What's,
he wasn't a surprise for us because we've been following him for a while. What was a big surprise was Danimal Cannon.
Oh yes, Danimal Cannon. He is. He played on. I think day three.
We were already on the
third day. We are already at the third day of Blip right now. Danimal Cannon really, really surprised me because I didn't know him. I don't know about you, Frans, but I didn't know him, and he combined chip tunes with guitar, electric guitar, so seamlessly. It was super impressive. He has a really his chip tunes are really heavy metal, and it might be a little bit hard to imagine how chip tunes could be heavy metal.
I don't know. I listen to Slayer Radio. There's a lot of metal remixes of
there's a lot of in the game. There's a lot of metal bands covering game.
Yeah.
But it's different.
This was a whole different deal. It's not hard to imagine this guy on a big metal festival. He has a very exact, almost mathematics style of playing. It's like this guitar licks are so tight and combined with the Game Boy so seamless. It's really hard to decide where the Game Boy stops and where the guitar begins.
Yes.
You know, it's like exactly on time, and he's mastering this like perfect. He's really on top of his music, and when you see him on stage, he is just enjoying himself.
Well, let's just put up a song from his album Roots, available on Bandcamp. Just Google Danimal Cannon. This is Infinity Shred, who recently changed their name. Their former name was Starscream. They played Blip last year as well. But there was another band called Starscream with a K instead of a C. And they had some like right issues, like really terrible, awful. So they had to change the name to Infinity Shred, which is an awesome name as well. Basically, they combine Game Boy sound with like this. Yeah, how would you call it? Like
I call it post rock or epic wall of sound. Yes, that's like sums up Infinity Shreds, but very good.
Like everything they do is like based around this space theme about the first. First space explorers.
It has a bit of retro futurism in it.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
It has made, it's rendered me speechless.
It was an amazing performance as well. Like blown away. Just like everyone's speechless, standing there and just enjoying and let the sound come over them. It's amazing. Wow. Like, I mean, this is one of the things I like about the whole scene, you know, that suddenly there's this whole band like doing something totally different and people are still like open for it, like open for everything, you know. That's amazing.
Yeah, so let's go to the next artist that really that we really liked, one of the few European artists at the Blip Festival, because most of them were American. Dr. Van Panak from France.
Dr. what?
Dr. Van Panak.
Okay.
Yeah, he's awesome. So let's hear it for Dr. Van Panak.
We'll be right back.
Jacques de Pompanat from France. Is he's also an artist who doesn't like release a lot. He released an EP on Bleep Street, the Berlin chiptune label. So we were really surprised to see him as the first time live for us. I've been talking to him for a while. You will definitely see him at an Einbass in the future. So that was really great to finally meet him and see him perform. Then we're already to the closing act of Blip 2012, New York.
Yeah, the guy who was wrapping up Blip, Misfit Chris. I couldn't think of a better act to wrap up Blip 2012. He's a really, really tiny guy.
Fake bit till death.
Yes, he tore the roof off. Do you have anything to say about Misfit Chris, Franz?
Well, he's the evidence that being tiny doesn't have an opinion on small guys because he's fucking awesome.
Is it because you are so long?
Yeah,
so
maybe.
So tall.
Anyway, Mr. Chris, also on Bleep Street label, makes electrokind, like also a bit in the same genre as more familiar, non chiptune related. Well, a bit chiptune related things like fuck, it's somewhere there.
Maybe just
never mind.
Start
the song. I'll talk some about it later.
Let's hear it. We'll be right back. Yes, that was Blip. That was Blip 2012.
Well, there's still half of the artists which we didn't play, but...
Oh my god, what a trip! It was... I'm still so full of it. I can't believe it. It was mind-blowing. I had such a great time. I'm definitely going again next year. But the best is yet to come, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes. Because I learned at Blip last year that the after parties of Blip are always the best, the very finest. So there was an official Blip after party called Mint Jams.
Mint.
And it was ridiculous. It was
proper ridiculous.
Yeah, it was ridiculous because the lineup there, it was like the best of Blip from the past 5 years. And what? Why are you laughing?
I heard Citrix in the background.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, what a coincidence! Well, this is I'm going to get there later, but yeah, wow! Lineup from the official Blip after party organized by Luke, who is also the act Knife City, who is also drummer of Anna Maniguchi. But Knife City played there. Knife City is amazing. We definitely want him to have him from Eindbass someday. What else? Saber Pulse played there.
Not to mention our own Dutch friends. Rocco and Man of Mega started off the official Blip after party.
It was like in this crazy all-star lineup. Suddenly there's Rocco and Man of Mega. Why not? And who else was there? Smiletron
played an amazing set.
Smiletron was very good. And I think I was so blown away by Doomcloud, who was amazing, who is also the same guy as Ratlib, who we played earlier, but in a whole different costume, and he looked so very gangster, and it was so cool. And the whole party was closed off by
the one and only.
he's my like number one artist of the world.
Everyone loves Citrix.
This of moment, course. Yes.
From Australia, by the way.
Yes.
So.
Oh.
He did an amazing set. The I have to tell you something about the place because it was.
Well, we were there last year as well. Then it's still called Baby True. Castles. We had a small. It was like a smaller after party there with. Who was playing? Well, okay.
Doesn't matter now. But no. I want to tell you something about the place. The place was a bit like the AQ in Utrecht, like really punk and underground kind of venue, but bigger. It was incredibly hot that day, and it was super sweaty inside. It was death or. It was just like you could die when you go inside.
Well, it was just basically just full of naked people.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to the point. It was full of naked people. Like, everybody
I took off my shirt like in 30 minutes there.
Everybody just had to get their out of their clothes. Like, boys, girls, don't matter what. Like, everybody was naked.
Well, not completely naked. Not Maneo style.
No, not Maneo, but almost Maneo style. Especially during Citrix, who did an amazing set. And, we're going to get back to Citrix later.
Yeah, we'll have some news.
Yeah.
But,
about shirts and things. I mean, you have a cool shirt there.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I got the new Man of Mega shirt.
Yeah.
Which we actually sold on our Eindbass New York.
There was someone that wanted to buy the Man of Mega shirt, yeah.
But, so, remember this. We didn't even talk about the Pulse Wave open mic before Blip. But we did that as well. Saw some amazing artists. Then we had 3 days of Blip. Then we had the after party. And then we had the Eindbass New York edition on a Tuesday in New York.
After the after party.
At a venue we've never been there. So that was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It felt really like the first edition of Eindbass.
It was like this really trashy hard rock cafe with a small stage in the back.
It was an amazing venue, though.
With a lot of stickers everywhere, really dark, and heavy metal playing out of the speakers, and we felt at home there.
Yeah,
it was really,
really
homely
good.
And super dark. You couldn't see because it was so dark, and it smelled like verschaald bier. How do you translate that?
Like beer dying. And
yeah, like dead beer. It smelled beer, like dead yeah. beer and I love other that sound. Dead stuff. And yeah, well, we all felt right at home there. And the sound was amazing.
Yeah, the sound was great. And we had an amazing lineup as well.
Yes, the lineup was so full. The lineup was extraordinarily full for an Eindbaas night, actually, because normally we have like three headliners and that's it. But now we had Anova, Minus Baby, Freaky DNA as an unofficial surprise act all of a sudden. We had, of course, our very own Rocco and Men of Mega. We also had Neurobit from Tilburg.
Well, actually, the Rioteer. He also has two acts.
Rioteer, as a Rioteer.
Who played two more shows in New York, because he's in underground scene with breakcore stuff. He's really popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has a career you don't want to know. What else? Deadbeat Blast.
Which you just heard.
Mm.
Yeah.
And of course, guest performance Suddenly by Cool Skull.
Yeah, suddenly. Like, Deadbeat Blast was playing and he did an amazing show. And all of a sudden, Cool Skull, you come on over here, buddy, and play a few songs. And we were so surprised. It was so spontaneous. It was like, who is this guy?
So, basically it was like a great night. I mean, we couldn't have expected better, like after already 5 days of partying and doing something in a city, you don't have to waste to promote. Then we're like 60 like people throughout the whole night, but like the hardcore scene was there.
It was an in-crowd affair. There were not many like new people who were just curious. Well, all friends.
There were two Dutch people.
Really?
A couple.
Who happened to be...
Yes.
Okay, so
and they knew Eindbaas, but they never went there. And then they heard or read on the internet. So they went there. It was amazing.
Yeah. Okay, it was not like they went for a nice night of doom metal. But
they were really excited.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, yeah, I live in the Netherlands, but I never attended Eindbaas. Now I'm in New York. Yeah, let's attend the Eindbaas.
Sure.
But for me, I think the night, also because I never heard him live. And the one we just skipped, which is awesome, because now I can introduce him, was Anova.
Anova.
Who
him.
Played that? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
I mentioned Anova.
But he was, I mean, I know Bart and Rocco are really excited to play with him as well, and I didn't even knew him before Bart mentioned him, and which is kind of crazy, but whatever. And he blew us away. He also does chiptune on a Game Boy, and also performing with a guitar live, although he didn't do that night. But you know, just put up a song because we're talking too much. This is Anova. Cognitive Dissonance.
Woo. Yes. Oh, it gets me so melancholic because that was the end of our New York City adventure. Sigh. Yeah, so, but we want to look to the future also. There's a lot of good stuff coming up this summer. The first thing, well, a very, very, very first thing is actually this weekend. We present one of our favorite artists, one of our favorite local heroes, Rocco, who also went with us to New York and played two of the shows there. Did a great time. He made a lot of friends and fans.
He was here in the studio like two times.
Yeah, Rocco. So he's really building on the way. He's going to play this weekend in a festival in Utrecht called Cult Fest. Mm-hmm. He's playing in a basement, like one of the Werfkelders, and he's doing a sort of battle or a jam session with a jazz drummer. Oh. And this is going to be exciting. Wow. Because yeah, this is really crossover stuff. So this is going to be special. For more information, just go to cultfest.nl. I don't know, actually.
I think
it's
cultfest.nl, yeah.
Cultfest.nl. Go there.
Okay, I'll just check that for you.
Yeah, get over there and find out what Rocco is doing with that jazz drummer. It's on Saturday. He's playing on Saturday. Then, at the end of this month, is something very, very, very exciting is going to happen. Because we are going to do a DJ set at Festival de Beschaving in Utrecht. This is a huge open-air festival, and this will be a big first time for us to play for such a big audience. This is going to be very exciting, and I don't know what to do. It's getting me very nervous.
But there's one more thing that's more exciting.
The best thing that's going to happen is Random is going to play, and Random is one of the huge pioneers in chip music. He is one of the big guys, and he in the past he played an Einbass show, and that was so mind blowing. And
I think
and
it was one of my
good.
Favorite shows.
Yeah, mine
at
too,
Einbass
definitely. And that's why we want to have him work with him together on this big festival. So there's a package deal of Random and Einbass DJs, and get over there because it's going to be amazing.
There's a huge lineup for this festival.
There's a lot going on. It's
yes,
like music,
there's a huge
science,
festival.
Spoken word, theater, film.
Slagsmans Club is playing as well, and it's only 22 euros.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cheap
that's
for like all
bargain.
Day. Five stages of music.
And it's in a botanical
garden.
And
theater and
yeah. So awesome festival. On the 30th of June. Yeah. Get over there.
30th. Yeah. 30.
30.
We're also playing another DJ set at Tivoli, Oude Gracht, somewhere in July, but you will hear more from that soon.
Yeah, that's a little bit in under development.
Yeah.
Let's say. But this is really important for me that we talk about. We are 10th edition of Einbass, which will take place in September, the 14th of September actually. Because it's our 10th edition, we wanted to do something extra special. We wanted to book our very, 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 very favorite artist. And yeah, you all know who it is. It is Citrix! Yay! Mm. So Citrix is coming, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent.
Citrix! Woo.
And lots more. And
lots
we're
going
to do some... Well... Together with
surprises.
Our radio presenter Koen, we're gonna do something special as well with the visuals. But let's keep that a secret.
Let's keep it a
the visuals is going to be a big surprise, and it'll blow your mind.
And the rest of the lineup as well.
Yeah.
Do you want to like reveal the rest of the lineup? Come on.
No, we don't. We don't. Well, we only know that Deadbeat Blast is coming.
Deadbeat Blast is coming. Oh yes.
So this is like the first time actually we got like overseas acts. Well, yeah. Besides Bitshifter, but like, now we have like two.
Okay.
Like on one night, so that's amazing for us. Like because it's, you know, it just not happens all the time. It's pretty difficult to find overseas acts to play and well whatever. Yeah. But it's going to be huge. It's going to be in September. It's going to be. It's going to take a while. I know we still can't wait for it, but we're taking a small break in the summer. Although we will probably have some more surprises somewhere popping up because we're working on a lot of things. So let's close it off with our favorite Citrix Einbass 10th act.
Yeah.
Because Klazin always wants to hear this song, and I actually do too.
This is the New York anthem. Absolutely. 100%.
Which we probably played every set, but doesn't matter. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Koen, for having us here
thanks
again.
Thanks for being here again. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had fun.
Oh, it's time for Human Nature!
Yay!
Listening to the radio program about hackers' places.